Let's turn in John's Gospel to chapter 8. And we'll be reading verses 31 through 59, or John 8, 31 through the end of the chapter. And starting in verse 31, these are God's holy, inerrant, infallible words. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does not remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my father. Therefore you also do the things which you heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father." They said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come to on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets also, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am." Therefore they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. And those are God's words. You remember that verse 30, last Lord's Day, and the passage ended, that many believed in him. And so that's who he's talking to here, those who had believed in him. That is, those who believed in his miracles. As if you remember when we went through the Gospel of John in the sermon series. Because here they show themselves not to be true disciples or true children of God. They did not believe Jesus. They believed and were of their father, the devil. Well, we see here in the passage that Jesus is the truth, his word is truth, and he tells the Jews, and those who believed him, that the truth will set them free. And their thoughts went quickly to, "We are not slaves, that we need to be set free. They're of their father Abraham, and so everything is well and good." But Jesus was calling them to acknowledge their sin. They wanted Jesus dead. They wanted, they were themselves guilty of murder. They didn't even follow the faith of Abraham. Otherwise, they would have followed in his works. And that's what Jesus is trying to point out to them. And then they charge Jesus and speak blasphemies, showing that they are of their father, the devil. And yet, they continue to argue with Christ about Abraham, whom they claim as their father, even though they claimed God as their father too, even though we can only have one father. And Jesus is calling them to see their sin and their need of him. If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. And then Christ again claims, verse 58, that he is Yahweh, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. They believed him to have committed blasphemy, which is ironic since that's what they have just done. And they picked up stones to put him to death, showing themselves to be murderers and of their father, the devil. But Jesus went out from them. It wasn't his time yet. And so the passage in this passage we're called again to believe that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the Lord and Savior of our lives. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful that you have given us your Son, that you have given us our Lord and our Savior, the He who is Yahweh, I am, and he claims it here. And Father, often we are found to be like the Jews, often loving the good things, the blessings, and the promises that are communicated in your word, and yet often found not trusting in them or not heeding your words, not listening to you, Christ, and rather listening to our own logic, our own traditions, saying like the Jews, we are of our father Abraham, well, we are of ourselves the church. And Father, we ask that you would help us to see that we are not the church without Christ. We are not the bride without the bridegroom. And so, Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, of being like the Jews, of often believing the good things or the nice sounding things, and yet denying the difficult things that are part of the Christian life, or even the difficult things found in your word. Now, Father, we pray that you would give us faith, because we are people who often are found to be unbelieving, so we ask that you would help our unbelief. Father, we ask that you would also put within us your Spirit, if your Spirit is not within us already, that you would send your Spirit and change our hearts, give us that new heart, that moldable heart, that we would be born again. And Father, we ask that you would save your children, your elect, and that you would bring us to our that heavenly home that you've promised to us, that is ours, in accordance with your word. Father, we thank you that you have loved us and given us all things in Christ. Father, we're thankful that you have blessed us with every heavenly blessing. And thank you for the Spirit you have given. And so, Father, we ask that you would turn us from our sins. Father, we have committed many sins, and we are guilty of breaking them. But Father, we pray that you would see us in Christ. See us as we truly are, if we have believed the gospel, that is, that we are righteous in your sight because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us, which is received by faith alone. Father, help us as we continue in our worship to praise your name. We pray that you would give us a greater love for Christ, the King and Bridegroom. And Father, we ask that you would grow your church. We pray that you would grow the church throughout the world, but also our congregation here. And we pray this in faith. We know that you will grow your church. You have been doing that, even though we might not believe it or not see it. Father, give us eyes to see that you have brought John into our church, and you brought his child, your cooch, and You have been growing your church. We even praise you for a few months ago when Deborah professed faith. And so, Father, cause us to see these things as what they are. That you're growing your church, even growing our congregation. And, Father, we pray that you would grow us still further for your glory alone. Not that we would praise or boast in ourselves, but that we would be humbled before your greatness and how you are building your church and in the various ways you do so through the means of grace. And these things we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.